How can you be an introvert and a boss without getting the shakes? Hi, welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. I get a little sassy sometimes, my friends. I'm your host, Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership expert. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always learn more about me and how to work with me over at heathergrayconsulting.com. And today I want to talk to you about bossing your business while you are an introvert. I think the introvert community, population, whatever you want to talk about it, I include myself in that community. I identify as an introvert as well. They're getting a lot of airtime and they're getting a lot of recognition and validation in how they move through the world. It was a really powerful time and movement for me several years ago when Susan Cain's book Quiet came out, where she really sort of highlighted the issues of what it means to be an introvert, how we set up our world, our culture, and our communities for an extroverted way of moving through the world, but the value of what introverts bring to the table. And at the time, it was a really revelatory, I had a hard time saying that word, revelatory book for me, because I was in my brick and mortar private therapy practice, and I had a lot of people coming to me identifying as being depressed and withdrawn and unmotivated. And one of the things that I realized when I was reading Susan's book is that the clients I was working with weren't necessarily depressed. They were introverts who were kind of losing themselves and maybe even losing their minds, trying to adapt and twist and turn themselves into pretzels to accommodate the extroverted world. And then as a result, their symptoms, their moods, and their experiences really mimicked and resembled depression. It was life-altering and life-changing for clients when I passed over the book and said, hey, I think you need to read this. I think we've been going about this all wrong. I'm looking at this book. I think it's talking about me, but I also think it's talking about you. And do you identify with this? If you are struggling and you don't know whether or not you're an introvert or an extrovert, or you kind of straddle the fence on both sides, that is the number one reference I would recommend, and I would not pass go. I would not collect $200. I would go straight and collect her book and read it and see if you can find some answers and some self-awareness for yourself there. But since that book has come out and since those conversations have been starting, there are all other kinds of conversations about, well, how can introverts network, and how do introverts show up at conferences, and how do introverts do this, and how do introverts do that? And that's when I sort of go, whoa, 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 maybe we're protesting too much here. Maybe we're swinging that pendulum all the way to the opposite side. Because if we say, and we sort of imply, well, introverts can't do this because they're introverted, I think we're contributing to a problem. We are giving oxygen and we're to a fear, and we're fanning anxiety. Like, oh gosh, like bosses have to do this, but I'm so introverted, I couldn't possibly do that. Oh, you have to network in order to build your business? I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm an introvert. Oh, you have to go on camera, or you have to do in-person meetings, or you have to do a discovery call. Oh my gosh, how am I going to do that? I'm an introvert. And I think that there's this way of exaggerating the problem in a way that I think is dangerous, because basically of what I just said. I just said exaggerating the problem. I don't think that being an introvert is a problem. And when there's so many different books and articles and podcasts and communities and all of that identifying like introverts unite and this, that, and the other thing, it also starts to cast a lens on this thought or belief that being an introvert is somehow problematic. And where that rubs up against me is that what I talk to people about all the time on this show, day in and day out, is self-awareness and self-acceptance. Know who you are, how you move through the world, and what you want your life and business to look like. And then as you make decisions, ask yourself this singular question. does this decision or choice get me closer to the life and business I want, or does it move me further away? And then choose accordingly. If I were to suddenly make an exception for introverts, except introverts, you have to do that entirely differently, then of course introverts are going to feel ostracized, left out, and singled out, when in fact the same rule applies to you. If you are introverted, you need to know who you are, how you move through the world, and what you want your life and business to look like. The next question I ask is then, what are you willing to do for what you want? Now, you know there's so many different ways of building a business. People can build businesses entirely on ad revenue and not have to put themselves out there and not have to build relationships with audiences. They get to do it through meetup events. They get to do it through online forums and communities. There are so many different ways to do this that can accommodate and complement the natural way you move through the world. But when you have identified that the way you move through the world is a problem, you are setting yourself further behind before you even started. Now, it is inarguable that we are set up for an extroverted world. I understand why people feel different, why that problem mentality starts in the first place, and the root of all of this. However, I don't think that changes my answer. That you still get to decide, okay, I have a business and it, by all indications, I need to get better at networking. You then get to decide, based on how you move through the world, what does networking look like? What does making connections look like? What would be a comfortable way to do that? And if you have to step outside your comfort zone, you ask yourself that singular question. Am I willing to do X to achieve Y? So that you become the choice and the driver and the pilot of this decision. You then, as a result, say, okay, if I am making the choice to go outside my comfort zone, to be more extroverted, to put myself in the land of people a little bit more, what do I need to do to better accommodate myself? Some of you might decide you need to arrive early to get the lay of the land. Some of you might decide you need to arrive late so you can slip in the back door and not be seen and not make an entrance. Some of you might need to do some recon and sort of do a little bit of research on where you're going or who you're meeting. There are so many different ways to make it okay for you to do the thing you're uncomfortable with. You can leave early. You can say yes every other time and no every other time. But once you look at what is it that I need to be my best self, then you get to be unapologetic about it. And that doesn't mean you're not acknowledging patterns that are getting in your own way or self-defeating behaviors. You want to acknowledge those and deal with them. But the other piece to it is, what happens if I tell you you don't have to change that much? How does it feel and how does it sit if I tell you, truly, my friend, you are enough. You got this. You can do it any way you want. Because I think what ends up happening for a lot of people, particularly introverted business owners who are just starting out, is that they buy into this DIY mentality and they see everyone kind of nickel and diming it, doing all of the bits and bobs themselves, taking care of business, having all those hard conversations, and they go, oh wait, I can't do that. That's too much. Rather than, well, what can be hired out? If you know that that's not your best self and that's not how you are going to shine and show up ideally, what do you need to do to make it more comfortable? Because if you show up to a sales call feeling like your skin is crawling, you're never going to land the sale. So what do you need to make sales calls sort of happen with more confidence on your side? That if you can acknowledge that being an introvert isn't a problem, it's just a part of you, you then get to decide how do you accommodate it, when is it getting in your own way and self-defeating behaviors, and what needs to change, move, or pivot. But I think so often we stop and we give energy to, I'm an introvert, I'm an introvert, I'm an introvert, rather than this is how I move through the world, label or no label. What do I need to do to get through this day successfully? And then you can pay attention to that, find your way out of that, and chart a path that doesn't make your skin crawl. We are all of us, extroverts, introverts, people in the middle, are going to have to do things for the lives and businesses we want that aren't necessarily comfortable, that put us outside our comfort zone. But regardless, introvert or not, we get to choose the path and we get to chart the course. I would argue, and what I'm arguing here is that telling business owners that you all need to network or you all need to do that is just me forcing that extroverted nature onto you, rather than if I said you get to do this the way you want that makes you feel comfortable, but you have to do it, because not doing it is not an option because you won't get what you want. How do your answers change? How do you start to plan differently? How do you show up differently? How do you examine this for yourself and for others? People. Now, I know there's books upon books upon books and podcasts upon podcasts upon podcasts talking about this. I think we do better to simplify. So I'm asking you to join me in that conversation. I would love to have a real discussion about this if you're listening to this and want to tell me your experience and what your reaction is to this episode and my opinions I've shared here. I would love to keep the conversation going, but I really do think you need to give yourself permission to not have your introvert nature be a problem for your life or your business. If you're struggling with figuring this out, if you're trying to chart your way, if you want to go back and forth on it, this is an absolutely perfect time to join me for my coaching on demand program. I meet with you in real time, so it allows you to stop giving oxygen and fanning the fires of your worry. We get you out of your way and on with it right away. I really strongly encourage you to consider hiring me on if you're having a hard time getting out of your own way. And if you find yourself consistently playing small, we're only at the start of Q3 and we can get you well on your way to more success in the quarters to come. Thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.